The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, hello and welcome to Happy Hour. It makes me so happy to see your faces on Zoom today. This is so heartwarming. And so many of you are able to join. Right now we have 35 participants. This is fantastic. This is wonderful. From all around the place. Actually, it would be lovely if you wanted to, in the chat window, if you would just say where you're calling from, maybe your name and where you're calling from. It would be wonderful to see that. Probably we have many people from out of the area. And to say at this time, at this very, very challenging time in our country, in the world, on the planet Earth, it's a time to come together. It's a time to reach out for community. It's a time to reach out to support each other, to be supported. Whether it might be, well, I guess it's mostly online or through phone calls. This is great. I'm getting these hellos from various places, from Redwood City and Mountain View and Menlo Park.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi. From Santa Cruz, from Milbrae, from Oregon, from Salinas, Woodside, El Cerrito, Seattle, Houston, Texas, Berkeley. This is lovely. This is just heartwarming. I probably missed a few. Sunnyvale, San Francisco, more Berkeley, another Berkeley, yet another Berkeley. This is great. Welcome, everyone. Just going to ask you for a moment to feel connected as you're sitting and as you're seeing these faces on this Hollywood Square. If you want to switch to gallery view for a moment, and just to see everyone, actually, I'm going to invite people who just joined also to turn on your video if you can. When we do guided meditation, can turn it off. But if you can turn on your video just now, just to be seen, just to see and be seen, and take delight in the community of people joining from their couches and joining with their friends, I'm actually tearing up to seeing all of you from Phoenix, Arizona. Somebody just joined. It's just heartwarming. Just take a moment to look around and see each other, see the humanity that really we are all in this together. We are all in this together. As this is unprecedented for all of us, the first time we in this birth, in this incarnation, the way we're showing up, it's the first time we're going something through this, all of us together. And this is not the first time that humanity has faced challenges together. There have been wars, unfortunately. There is the climate crisis, and goodness knows how that goes. So this is not humanity's first rodeo. That's what I want to share. It might be the first time for us holding each other, coming together, and not to feel alone, both in our being, feeling supported by people in our communities, even though it might be in cyberspace, and people around the world, and also people throughout history, past and future. We're all connected. We're all connected through time and space in being human, in this human condition, in the ups and downs of our life, in the ups and downs of what shows up. And right now what's showing up is showing up in different shapes and forms, perhaps, for each individual person. If you're immunocompromised, if if you have had a if you've had work or a job that you're not so certain about, and people that you care about, they're affected. So we might each be affected in slightly different shapes and forms, and our hearts might be hurting and breaking in different shapes and forms. And yet, it's all part of being human. Being human is like this. It has joys, it has sorrows, it has challenges. And all of our practice, all of our meditation, all our Dharma practice has been preparing us for this moment. We've been in training, we've been practicing. The word practice really takes another meaning. We've been practicing for this. Now it's performance time. Well, it's still practice time, but we've been practicing for this, for how we show up. How we show up for ourselves, how we show up for people whom we care about, people who care about us, and also people we don't know. We don't know at all, neighbors, maybe we've never met. Whole humanity we haven't met, people we haven't met. This is the time to show up in the way we want to show up. Whatever your values and aspirations might be, and I'm just going to name a few. Maybe stability, groundedness, not being afraid, fearlessness, kindness, compassion, equanimity, grace, beauty. So with that, I would like to guide us into a guided meditation together. So wherever you're sitting or lying down or standing, I'd like to ask you to make yourself comfortable. If you need to get up in your home and get more props or move in your chair or cushion so that you're comfortable. I'm going to do that here. Move so that I can sit cross-legged here at my desk. Feels more cozy for me. And letting your spine be supported, be straight. It's nice to be comfortable and yet to have a sense of a sense of integrity in our posture, the way that we're sitting, and the way that we're showing up in this moment, in this life. In this world. Allowing your back to be supported. Imagining there is an invisible string pulling you up without any effort. And letting your body, rest of your body, your muscles, letting them relax, letting them soften. Landing, letting go of all the thoughts, the worries, concerns, just for this moment, just in this moment, taking refuge. Taking refuge in the simplicity of this moment. Knowing that, trusting that, by settling, by inviting your heart, your body, your mind to rest, to settle, to ground. There can be more availability, more spaciousness. For appropriate response, for being more present, more available for yourself and the people you care about. So not only is this not an act of selfishness to take time for silence, for meditation, for reflection, for quiet, for just being with yourself, going inside. It's actually quite the opposite. Not only is it not selfish, it's an act of care, an act of generosity. It's a gift. It's a big gift. You both give yourself and the people you care about to be more present and stable and available. It's an act of courage. It's easier to be frazzled and overwhelmed and panicked. It takes more courage, dedication, love. To sit with integrity, to sit in the middle of the fire, stable, calm, spacious, non-reactive, soft, compassionate, open, receptive, relaxed. Allowing your breath to move through you freely. For the breath to be received. Each in breath. And out breath, softening, relaxing. And let us come to this body. Turning the attention, the awareness lovingly to this body that moves us, supports us. And anchors us, serves as an anchor in times of challenge, in times of distractibility. Turning our attention lovingly to our hands. Feeling the hands. Feeling the hands, soft, pliable, warm, cool, relaxed, gentle, caring. Our hands touching our lap or touching each other. Brushing our hands with gentle awareness. Our hands do so much. Appreciating. Caring. honoring the hands by feeling, by sensing all the sensations in the hand. And moving from the hands, the arms, the shoulders. If the attention wants to be flighty and fly away to thoughts, plans, worries, it's okay. It's all right. Smiling at the attention, and ever so gently, as if you're bringing back the beloved child that has wandered off. Come back, sweetie, come back. I know, I know. You want to go jump up and down. Yes, I know. It's one of those times. And yet, come, come sit on my lap. Come. Come, dear one. Now, now, the same way you would bring back a beloved child, or maybe a puppy, bring them back, pet them, calm them. Doing the same with your attention, with your awareness, if it's darting away. Come back, sweetie. Yeah, let's stay with the hands. These lovely hands, these lovely arms. Ah, relaxing. Your hands patting your attention. Your attention, your awareness, gently caressing your hands. Unclear which is comforting whom, which is attending to which. Both attending to each other, supporting each other. Feeling the hands, the arms, the upper arms, the shoulders, the chest, expanding and contracting. The breath moving through. Moving down to the belly, the abdomen. Ah, the breath moving in and out. Calming, soothing. And letting the attention move down to your sit bones. Your bottom touching your chair, your cushion, your sofa, your back. Feeling the sensations of touch, contact, feeling grounded, feeling connected. Feeling connected. You stand in for the earth, feeling connected to the earth via your chair, cushion, your sofa. Letting the attention move down. And gently caress your legs, upper legs, lower legs, and feet. also connected to the earth, grounded, connected. Feeling yourself connected. And the face. Relaxing, softening the face. Letting your forehead relax. Your cheeks fall, drop. Your eyes rest in their socket. Your tongue, your jaw, relaxed. Feeling your whole body relax. Stable, the breath moving in and out, connecting you. To all of humanity through this breath, through this air. And stably connected through your body, your feet, your legs, your sit bones, your back. The chair, cushion, or sofa. In lieu of the earth. Standing for the earth, connected to the earth. And hence all beings connected to you. All of us practicing together in the Zoom room. And all beings everywhere. Allowing each breath to calm and settle you further. Each breath, like a gentle lullaby. Calming, settling. Let us breathe. Let the breath be received. By each one of us. And all of us. Breathing together. calming, soothing, just this breath, just here, simple, taking refuge together. And as you breathe, it's available to you, perhaps imagining that the breath is moving, is coming into your body from your heart center, the middle of your chest, connected, connecting to your heart, to your kindness, to your goodwill, friendliness. Further enlivening, awakening, connecting with your sense of care. Benevolence, friendliness, neighborliness for yourself. Kindness for yourself and everyone. And as the breath moves in through your heart center, middle of your chest, it's imbued with the quality of warmth, kindness, filling your whole body with warmth, with love. With care. With goodness. With happiness. As much as it's available, not pushing it, but just inviting it, inviting this image. There are so many things we can choose. Let's, for this moment, experiment with choosing the image of this body being filled with a breath that is harbinger, messenger of kindness, goodness. Just to see what it feels like, as if you were a scientist of your own mind and heart. Let me try this and see what happens. As you breathe out, as the breath is breathed out on its own, through the heart center, it's breathed out onto the world. This breath, the message of kindness, care, goodwill, touching people that you care about, you love. Perhaps it shines on them in your mind's eye as a light, as a gentle, bright golden light of ease, of care. I love you, I care about you. May you be well, may you be well through this challenging time. If you feel at any point that you feel challenged yourself, saddened, afraid, bring the focus more to the breath, to the kind, gentle, healing, soothing breath, loving kindness breath. It's filling your own body, your heart, your mind, throughout your body, from the top of your head, the bottom of your feet, your tippy toes, filling you up with kindness and care. And goodness, if you feel stable, spacious, your cup feels filled for now, then put more emphasis on the out-breath. Covering, touching each and every being you care about in your circle of affection. You might imagine them perhaps all sitting with you in a circle. Your breath as a bright light. Wishing them well, wishing them ease, wishing them comfort, goodness through this. All of you, your whole circle of benefactors, friends, loved ones, all of you breathing together. Just sitting and breathing in your mind's eye. With grace. With stability. Breathing. Breath. Bringing you peace and ease and comfort and each other. Giving and receiving in the circle. Just a light touch, the breath, that's all. Letting it be natural. And as we all sitting here practicing together in this Zoom room, practicing together. Breathing, comfort and ease for ourselves and for everyone here and their circle of care. And for the last moment of this practice period, holding yourself with kindness and care, regardless of what happened or what did not happen through your mind, was darting every which way, whether you fell asleep, it's all okay. Holding yourself with care and kindness, you showed up. You tried, you did your best. Thank you. Let's, I'm going to invite you, popcorn style, just to share one word, if you would. What you feel. I'm going to unmute everyone. Just share one word, if you would. How do you feel?
Stillness.
Stillness.
Grateful.
Grateful.
Mindful.
Say it again.
Joyful.
Joyful. Thank you, Phil.
Soft.
Soft.
Connected.
Connected.
Grounded.
Grounded. Thank you. Thank you.
Ease.
Ease. I missed the last word.
Certainly needed it today.
Certainly needed it today. Me too. Yeah. So I'm going to mute everyone again. And now we'll move into our triads, mindful, heartful speaking and listening. And I'll very quickly say the instructions and then I'll put us in breakout rooms thanks to Zoom. So in a moment, we'll get into groups of three. And it's a practice of connecting, really, especially at this time. It's so important to connect. And even if you're a little hesitant about it, just try it right now. See what it feels like. Perhaps challenge yourself just a little bit to connect a little more at this time, this challenging time. So if you're listening, try to stay embodied. Feel part of your body as you're listening. Or try to listen with your whole body if possible, giving your attention to the person who's speaking. And not planning, dropping what you're going to say. Trust that when you open your eyes, your mouth, something will come out. It's all good. Listening with kindness, connecting with these other human beings with kindness and care, offering you care in this time. It's so important to show up the way you want to show up. And this is a little, you know, sandbox to practice that, to show up with kindness and care. And as you're speaking, sharing whatever you like to share, as little or as much as you like to share, and staying embodied if you can, kindness to yourself and others, and knowing that you're only speaking for your own benefit, and the other people are just holding you witness, just holding you witness, that's all. So with that, any questions about the format? And the topic is, well, you're just speaking for 2 minutes each person, just 2 minutes, what this process was like for you, this guided meditation. And there's no right or wrong. You can say, I fell asleep, I didn't follow it at all, loved it, didn't like it. It doesn't matter really what so much the content, but really the way you show up. And support others and speak and share. So, that's the content, but really the process of speaking from your heart and holding presence for each other in a kind way and dropping the planning and just being present in this interesting format, online format. We're going to learn more and more in the coming weeks how to be with each other with kindness on Zoom and various platforms. So let's practice, okay? All right, so I'm going to, oh yes, and the other request is, as we go into breakout rooms, please turn on your video so that you can see each other. If it's not available to you, that's okay. But if it is, that would really enhance the experience. So here we go. Let's see, I'm creating the Zoom rooms right now. Each Zoom room will have 2 to 3 participants per room, it's telling me. Three participants per room. Here we go. Okay, it's going to ask you to go to the room. Here we go. So please accept the invitation. Oops, here we go. And I will broadcast the time. After 2 minutes, I'll let you know.
Hello,
everyone is back from the breakout rooms. Great. Okay, so I'm going to mute everyone again and ask what came up. How are you? How was this? Both the interactive practice and your practice, your guided practice today. And feel free to unmute yourself and share your comment. You have a few minutes.
Hi, Nikki. This is Bhupal.
Hi, Bhupal. Hi.
Yeah, just wanted to say that the difference to me being at IMC versus online was it took a few minutes longer to kind of settle in and, make that landing. But after that, I was able to relax and even relax enough that I may have dozed off for a second or two.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Bhupal. And what you're saying is not unusual at all, because we our bodies, our hearts, our minds, our brains, if you want to bring in neuroscience, we associate IMC with a space that's calm, etc. And we don't always associate our home with all of those lovely, wonderful, calm, spacious qualities. So, of course, it might take you a couple more minutes. And yet, what an opportunity to bring that kind of calm and settledness and spaciousness to your home. Or, in fact, even sitting in front of your computer, which is, again, we don't usually associate. So as much as what's happening right now is challenging, and yet there are these opportunities. And it might be a different world in some unexpected good ways for us in our home, bringing these practices, learning to actually be with ourselves and calm and spacious in our home and interacting while we're sitting in front of our computer. So that kind of association. So thank you so much for bringing that in. Yeah. What else?
Hi.
Hi.
I just want to say,
I'm looking around, can't quite tell who's speaking.
It's awesome.
Oh yeah, great, awesome, yeah.
We live in Sydney, Australia, and I just want to say thanks for all of the guided meditations that you record on Happy Hour. We've been listening to your meditation podcasts and even your talks for a long time. And it's nice to see you. It's been really nice being led by you to do and practice metta, especially for somebody who started off quite hostile towards metta bhavana. Sometimes we wish we could come to California to actually attend the gatherings with all of you, but maybe someday. I just wanted to say thanks.
Oh, beautiful! Thank you so much. I'm tearing up hearing you from Australia, the other side of the globe. I'm actually getting chills in this moment, as we truly are interconnected, practicing together around the globe. And I see other people on Zoom holding their hearts and smiling. And thank you so much for speaking and joining this morning. It's morning your time, or sometime. I see lots of light. Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much. What a gift. Others, please.
May I just ask Australia, Sydney? I don't know your names, but can you just give us a sentence or so about what's happening with Corona in Sydney?
Actually, you know, Susie, I'm going to pause you. I appreciate that, but let's hold that for after we're done, the formal time. Thank you.
Yeah, okay.
Let's keep to the program. What else? What other suggestions? Thank you. What else came up for you during the interactive practice or guided meditation? Nothing happened. You didn't notice anything.
I wanted to say something. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
Patricia. Hello, Patricia. Everybody. Good evening. Sorry I joined late. I thought it was at 7. I don't know what I was thinking. But anyway, I wanted to say, even though I joined late, and I was just quiet, and all of a sudden this peace came over me, your energy, the field that you created, all of a sudden, it's like I was meditating already for half hour. It was wonderful. So thank you so much for that. And I just want to say to Nikki, I've been wanting to come to your meditations, but Wednesday is not a good day for me. I have my daughter, have custody of my daughter, long story. But I've been coming to IMC for a long time, and one of these days I want to come on a Wednesday in person. But this is such a gift, because I was thinking, when am I going to be able to go to Nikki's city? So this is perfect, because now I can do it from home. So thank you so much.
Beautiful. Thank you. These are the unexpected gifts of COVID-19. here you are, and Wednesday that's hard for you, and here you are from Australia joining us. This is just lovely, absolutely lovely. Maybe one last quick comment.
Yeah.
The 30 second. Anyone? Because I hear somebody else speak, so before.
Well, I've turned my mute on and off a few times. This is Ali, even though it says Ali. Alicia. Very nice to see you.
Yeah, hi, Ali. Good to see you.
Echo. Really, really nice to see you. And I'm going to echo. It's actually, I get to join you because of the Skype. And I actually had I was sharing in my small group, a 2.5-week start on the whole home isolation because I've been having various symptoms. So just kind of being alone in this world, but being very kind of focused. It's been so nice to feel a sense of connection. And even though I've been practicing, there was so much softening and so much being held in this deep, tender sense of connection that was just such a gift and so delicious. So thank you, and thank the community. And I loved how you just kept repeating, like, this is connection and community and the softening and just feeling it all. So just deep gratitude and thank you.
Thank you, Ali. And we hold you with your symptoms. And everyone who is suffering through this and will be suffering or has suffered. So all of us, let's end dedicating the merit of our practice together to all beings everywhere, especially the ones who are suffering right now in different ways, physically, emotionally, financially, have been, will be. May all beings be well.